Last time on Off the Subject.
Recent medical documents came out to show that Adolf Hitler only had one testicle.
What did they say about the size of his anus? Because he seems like a real big asshole.
Why are you laughing? You're making me so furious.
His dick looked like an exclamation point.
Here comes Santa Claus sniffing your panties cause he's a dirty old man. He hasn't fucked Mrs. Claus, going through menopause. Now he only uses his hand. When you are sleeping, there'll be heavy breathing right by your bedside. If you have big tits, you'll be sure to hear a sniff from Santa's nose tonight.
Brain Why nose. Is the cupboard going...
You were the first that finds you the present. Congratulations, you get the only present.
Oh, he wanted to know what it was like to have a Ninja Turtle inside his mouth.
Picture this, I'm a bag of dicks, put me to your lips, I am sick, I will punch a baby bear in his shit, give me lip, I'ma send you to the yard, get a stick, make a switch, I can end the conversation real quick, I am cracked.
Oh, motherfucking shit.
Fuck yeah.
Shit. Off the subject?
Would fucking pick this song to intro their first episode. That's
nothing like a bag of dicks.
Yes. And speaking of a bag of dicks, it has been a long time since we've been in the same room with headphones on together.
That is true. I've gotten fatter.
Yes.
Yes.
You have.
Yes, you have.
No one's debating you on that.
Everyone looked away.
Like, that's actually, I think, no? Our first yeah. segment. Right?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be grayer. I had money on grayer.
No. Nah.
But Matt wins the pool with fatter.
Who had dumber? Because that was pretty close.
Second. I had straighter. Yeah, I feel like I should get some money too.
Why don't we go around the table and introduce ourselves, considering it's been a really long time. Hey, what's up? I'm Joe.
Hey, Joe. What have you been up to since last we saw you?
I've been doing other shitty podcasts.
Fair enough.
What have you been up to, David?
Oh, getting drunk and blowing chunks. My chunky friend Joe. My husky friend Travis.
Not fat.
Husky's a nice word for fat, yeah.
And now you're talking about all the dicks you've sucked.
It was the joke I wanted to start with. I'm sorry. Rehearsed it.
Like, David's got one wheelhouse and he's not going away from it.
Yeah.
Let
what
it
about
be.
You, man? What have you been up to?
I haven't done anything.
Oh, I wasn't saying I didn't do anything.
Was a bad thing. I love sucking a dick or two, but
I just wish I was chubbier. Yeah.
It's really easy. It's really easy. All self respect gone and just eat fast food like three times a day. You're good. You're good.
Yeah. Super easy.
You even bring fast
like
food
he
here.
Said.
Yeah, like right now, I'm thinking about my next meal, and it's like, it's putting me out of breath.
You
like,
just got barely finished the meal.
That's why he's thinking of his next one.
Yeah, he's thinking of next one. And it's literally making me tired. Like, it's exhausting.
Because when you get there, they're going to be like, hey, Travis. Yeah. Speaking of, that was Travis you've been listening to.
Everybody knows your name.
No, everybody knows my weight.
I know they do.
Yeah, I haven't been up to much. Actually, speaking of weight, I actually went to the doctor recently, and
he was like, weight
"I haven't weighed my." No, I really haven't weighed myself in about a year and a half. Honestly, I haven't been like on a scale at all. And I got on it, and I was like, "Oh, okay." So that's a thing now. All right.
You know what's funny?
Wow,
is
I haven't seen that number.
Yeah, shit.
The doctor said the same thing.
Oh, whoa.
That's a thing.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
I guess we're here.
Oh, man.
Not putting the toothpaste back in that tube, are we? Yeah.
Sir, put the chicken down before you weigh yourself. Fucking.
It's you adding to the weight, the whole chicken roll.
I liked you have the same mic. Has anybody used Travis's mic since?
Yes.
Travis?
No, I noticed it right away.
Did anybody else notice all the crap all over the mouthpiece?
Yeah. I went around and I wasn't looking at much, but I smelled each one. And this is definitely mine.
Somebody asked, puts up right with this mic, and I was like, I don't know, they're all like that.
No,
I'm pretty sure this one's going to give me pink eye.
Yeah, this one smells like beer and despair. It's terrible.
After literally 2 years, it still has a stained color.
I can get drunk off this because it's fermentating right now. Fermentation, yeah.
Fermenting,
yeah. Yes.
Matt, he brought his own mic from home. Say what's up, Matt.
Hey,
I brought my own mic. I don't understand why that's a problem.
It's not a problem. I just wanted a way to introduce everybody at the table because we still haven't done that yet. Hey, what's up, Sean?
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I know. We asked you answered that before.
Now that we got all that out of the way.
And boy, was it fun.
So what's new with you guys? It's been a couple years.
Well, I've been getting drunk and blowing chunks.
We got three new babies.
But are you still watching like The Walking Dead?
No. I watch a lot of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse these days.
Oh,
I've been watching Moana on repeat.
Yeah, yep. Moana and Trolls for me. I'm one of the three baby havers
there. Yeah, I do the same thing, but I don't have a child.
Trav's just like,
God, Moana again. It gets me every time.
Again.
Yeah. She's like, she's a mean island, and then she's like a nice island. I don't get it. It's crazy.
I'm stuck on Frozen.
Have any of you guys seen Paddington for like
the bear?
No.
Does it have singing in it?
Oh, I heard that's really good.
Is it animated?
Yeah, but have you seen animation these days? Like Moana is crazy. It looks so good. And then you throw Paddington Bear on, they're like, what is this shit?
Oh.
Yeah, regular cartoons don't work.
Snobby kids need, like, super fancy cartoons.
Yeah. It's actually funny you bring it up. I read something the other day how they said Moana is the exact opposite of The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I saw
your
that.
Your favorite thing, I saw right? that. You have a princess who longs to go to the sea,
uh-huh.
and you have a princess who longs to go to land.
To land, right?
Yeah, yes. Right?
And the kicker at the end there?
One sings on a rock. And the other one has the rock singing.
Yep.
Boom. Boom.
The rock. I fucking love the rock.
Oh, I get it. I was like, I didn't remember any rocks singing in that movie.
The rock.
Didn't they have rock people in that movie, though?
That's fucking trolls.
That's our next president, the rock.
No,
that's Frozen.
That's
Frozen.
They're coconut people.
But they are trolls in Frozen. They're rock trolls.
Yeah, rock trolls.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
I'm lost. Speaking of movies,
we used to talk about cooler shit.
Did you hear that they put a Jason Voorhees statue at the bottom of the lake in Michigan?
I
have
no idea who's Jason Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees is Jason.
Like Jason.
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah. Okay. They put a statue of him at the bottom of Michigan Lake.
The creepiest and coolest shit ever.
Yeah, so that if scuba divers are down there like swimming around, all of a sudden it's like Jason underneath the lake. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I thought that was pretty
cool. It's been there for years, though. Did you see the video of like all the rust coming off of
his I thought it was recent, and they just made it look like that.
No. Yeah, there was a video of like 3 years ago, him looking in his prime, and then late, and then now.
And now he's all creepy.
Yeah.
I love it. I feel like that's bad for the environment.
It's just a statue.
It's probably concrete.
Well, Matt said there was rust.
Well, the blade, you can't have a concrete blade.
But how Jason's often never been good for the environment, David.
If anything, he has been.
I mean, no,
been
he reduces the population.
Cutting. He walks everywhere, like, steadily.
This is a dumb prank, though. I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but how often do they have these scuba divers going down there and be like, oh, shit.
I think it's less of a prank and more of a bringing scuba divers to the lake.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense.
Like, it was probably a prank for a couple months, and then someone found it, and then...
It's probably a great prank to pull on your friends. Like, hey, let's go scuba dive in this lake.
Yeah, for sure.
That's true. Okay, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, never mind. Oh, fuck. This can't be real.
That's how Ted drowned.
That was your impression of screaming underwater?
This must be how Flint's water went
that's
bad.
That's what turkeys sound like when they orgasm. Speaking of turkeys, did you hear about the Oregon college campus that is now being overrun by gangster turkeys that aren't letting people move around the campus because they're being like real unruly and they're attacking people?
It's like my worst nightmare.
Wow.
Turkeys are dickheads.
Yeah, it sounds like heaven to me.
Sounds like Thugsgiving.
We are
back.
Yeah.
And you know what? For a second, I was like, why would you bring up that story? Nobody cares about these stupid turkeys. I was like,
and now
damn it.
You cannot cut it out.
That's why you leave that shit in.
Thanksgiving. Or Gangsgiving.
So now that, like, we've increased child sizes of you guys having children by what? 60%?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean there's going to be 60% more dad jokes? Because I could really go for that.
If there's anything that this podcast has been lacking,
it's the dad joke.
Yeah, we're not going to discount it.
David is a dad joke.
I'm a joke of a father.
Dude, twice.
Do
you hear that now strippers in Las Vegas are accepting Bitcoin via QR code tattoos?
Yeah, why would they not?
Yeah.
So that they get the tattoos first?
Yeah, you get a personalized QR
code
tattoo, and then you can get
the strippers digitally,
yeah.
Damn it.
So it's done, like, digitally? Because yeah, I wanted to really go to Vegas and be like, can I put my Bitcoin in your slit coin?
Come on. You got better dad jokes than that.
Yeah, well.
We're a little rusty.
Yes. But you can now pay with your phone.
I heard they're loving it because there's some banks that won't even let you open up an account.
As a stripper?
As a stripper. They're just prude banks.
Well, yeah. Because they
not the digital sphere.
Just in cash?
Yeah, you just have to keep cash, like a weed dealer.
Well,
you were real close with it, David. It should be, what do I pay him in, Slitcoin?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Real close. Let's try that again. We'll just do it in the post.
Yeah.
No, but I wouldn't blame a bank for not wanting to take a stripper's money. I mean.
Why?
Because it smells like pussy. I'd like to make a deposit. Oh
God, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Did you find this at the beach?
Because it smells like fish. I get it. It's good.
It's good. Thank you. Did you guys hear about the $100 million pizza from Bitcoin?
No.
Yeah, some college kid bought two pizzas. It didn't have any cash, so he gives this guy Bitcoin, right? And then, like, 5 years later, Bitcoin's worth, like, ridiculous amount, and he spent like 20,000 Bitcoin to get this pizza.
Because it was worth nothing at the time.
Because it was nothing at the time. So 5 years later, the amount of Bitcoin that this pizza owner has is like...
Because the pizza owner never cashed out?
He never even... He forgot all about it.
He didn't know what it was.
He's like... Remember just like a few months ago, this Bitcoin craze went crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
And he was like, I'm going to go check my old computer. $100 million.
Did you hear about...
holy shit!
Did you hear about what happened to 50 Cent?
Yeah, 50 Cent got out of bankruptcy. With Bitcoin.
No.
He
lied. No, sorry. This was a story that happened like throughout the week, but he ended up lying about it. So what happened was back in the day, 50 Cent had an album that he released that he was like, hey,
back in the day,
first time ever you can pay with digital cryptocurrency. We're accepting Bitcoins for my album.
And all the Bloods were like, damn it.
So all these people bought his album with Bitcoin, and he got like 50,000 Bitcoin. But then all this time later, when Bitcoin went crazy, somebody was like, oh my God, 50 must have so much money off that Bitcoin stuff. So TMZ ran a story about it, about him with that much Bitcoin back in the day, now having some like $50 million. And somebody asked him about it. He's like, oh shit, I didn't even realize I still had Bitcoin. I guess I do. And everybody was like, oh shit, 50's got all this money. But there was actually a
couple. Was everybody like that?
Yes. It was all over the internet.
Everybody
was like, oh, shit, 50's got so much money.
I think it's pronounced Fitty.
That might be pronounced.
Certainly better than 50 cents.
Well, turns out he has 50 cents because the record label that was pushing it, they're the ones that collected all the Bitcoin. So,
fuck off. Really? Yeah.
And then when somebody like pressured him on it, he's like, look, I didn't say I actually had all that money. I said, like, oh, TMZ is saying that? That's good for my brand. I'm not going to turn down that kind of publicity.
Why didn't he get any of it, though?
Because he got paid out in cash through the record label that then cashed it out.
Damn.
So he cashed out way early.
It was $45, Fitty. You got 50,000 Bitcoin for it.
Well, and so did the record label. They cashed out, too, because they're like, I don't know what fucking Bitcoin is. Just give me the whatever we can get, you know?
I was always interested in investing in it, especially at first. But then I found that actually what the process of it was, and you actually have to go data mining and all that stuff. I was like, well, fuck that.
Yeah.
It could be worth a lot of money now, but nah, I'm too lazy.
My iPad doesn't do that.
Nah, I can't do that.
Your iPad probably does do that because everybody's device is hacked to do that for other people now.
Oh, yeah. They can do data mining for other people, right?
Yeah, they just like group link all of our computers that are at this table right now, and we're fucking collecting Bitcoin for 50s investors.
Get out of my computer.
The human centipede, I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. We work together like a family, like a human centipede. There's an old German surgeon known for separating Siamese twins.
Oh! Longtime listeners of Off the Subject will know that that song means this is the segment, Pick Your Human Centipede, where we go around the table and discuss if you were part of a human centipede, who would be in front and who would be in back. Obviously, you are in the middle.
Who do you think in this room would be the 1-2 centipede? Like, the doctor. Like, the most fucked up.
Oh, the person that would put together a human centipede?
David's not smart enough.
I think he's crafty enough.
I'm pretty good at building things. I think I would do it.
Sean's a good builder, but I feel like you'd get queasy. I feel like David has skinned enough animals that he would be able to put together a human centipede.
I think David's diabolical enough.
I think if we chose the right...
I'll tell you what, I've put together a pigeon centipede. It can't be that much
pigeon-pede.
Anatomy's anatomy.
I don't care what you are.
It's not much different than shoving a beak
if you got a mouth and an anus, it'll work. I got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I also could see, if you pick the right people, I could see Matt putting together a human centipede.
I don't know, but David's got a twinkle in his eye right now. He's just hoping.
All right.
You pick together
using my mic.
Too close to your mic.
The right three people that Matt wants to punish, and he'd put together a quick three-person centipede.
Grandma.
And my fucking mother.
She's at the back just eating shit all day. Hey, guess what, Grandpa? You're not going to fall down in the middle.
You got Mom and Grandma holding you up?
My grandma loves to eat, and now it's her sole purpose.
Oh, Grandma loved the cuttlefish.
Oh, she got a husband to feed.
That's sweet gross.
She's got a husband and daughter to feed.
Dinner's ready.
Oh, God.
You don't need the Depends anymore.
I still have yet to see that movie, though.
Grandpa doesn't
even... I haven't seen it in its entirety.
You couldn't get through it?
No, I just have seen bits and pieces of it, not because I turned it off, but just because it was on.
Yeah, jerk-off like, breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen the first 20 minutes a lot.
They say you should call a doctor if you've got a hard-on for that.
And so I get enough for my spank bank, and then the rest of the movie is moot.
Yeah, after you ejaculate. Who cares?
Yeah. You're just embarrassed after
not watching human centipede for the plot. Yeah.
You feel dirty after you
jack off to human
centipede. That's the sound of someone in a human centipede, by the way. Oh, my God. Grandpa's so slimy. So...
Too many insurers.
Before we even get to who would be in your human centipede, I feel like we have to, like, what's your strategy in going into this?
Anybody
have, like, a thought process? Or are you just picking people at random? You just going...
No, I have a thought process.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What's the process?
Well, I would have to tell you who my people are to explain the process.
All right, tell me who your people are.
All right, first one, the person in front of me, is any female porn star.
Any female porn star?
Because of the rectal care. They bleach their butts. They usually keep it very, very clean for scenes and whatnot. That's the type of one I want my mouth to.
They also swallow a lot of cum.
Yeah,
but I'm not like saying cum. I want to eat. Like, they're not going to be fucking while they're part of this human centipede.
Well, they might be flowing before the human centipede.
I mean, do you think they're just going to stop their profession because they're part of the centipede?
I would hope so. They're stuck in a basement, right? That's like a premise, right? They're like,
Travis is like, I'm real close to this fucking right now. Jesus,
these balls are way too close to my face.
I feel like this is a porn star. It's like wet dream, though. I mean,
but my strategy
Travis would
is
literally have balls on his chin all
you're
the time.
You're just looking for clean anus.
Out of porn stars' wet dream? Travis eating their ass while someone fucks him?
Yeah, well, I mean,
no one's wet dream.
Dry dream. Look at the mustache on this man.
Dry dream. Yeah, I got it. But the thing is, though, I'm more focused on the anal care because, as professions go, they have the cleanest buttholes.
Yeah, but
also just in life.
Yeah.
Everything's going to taste like bleach if they bleach their butthole.
You know? Cool.
Yeah, it's better than shit.
That's not a bad bullet.
And then the one behind me, Adam Sandler. Because seriously, fuck him.
Because he's like, made you eat enough shit.
I'm so done, dude. He's made me watch so much fuck. I refuse anymore. Anything with Adam Sandler now? Seriously, what happened?
Click was fantastic.
Click was great. Yeah, after Click is what it started.
See, I was totally expecting you to disagree with me.
No, Click's a great,
movie. Great movie.
Four, I love that movie.
Four dumps into Adam Sandler's mouth, and you're going to be like, oh, remember when he did Click? Oh, God, I'm such an asshole.
No, but then I remember, oh, yeah, that's right. He did Jack and Jill, and that's my boy. And
that's take it, Sandler.
I was thinking you would do Adam Sandler because, like, behind you, he might be, like, trying to, like, have a good time and make people chuckle and just be like, ooh, yeah, like tickling your butt.
You can start doing, like, what was it, the mom voice. So, your balls are in my mouth.
Everyone's laughing at us.
No, but seriously, anything I can do to shut him the fuck up, which him eating shit from my butt, boom.
After your anus is
that sick. Man has made a ton of money off of assholery.
Oh, yeah. I'm done.
I'm sure we'll all have a similar strategy. Because I had a similar strategy. I was thinking like...
It's the opposite.
Oh, yours is the opposite?
I have like almost the opposite strategy.
What is yours?
No, you go with yours. You're good.
See, I was thinking about like... All right. You pick like some young anorexic model who doesn't eat anything but Frappuccinos and celery.
Get one that's bulimic.
That's what I'm saying.
Because she'll never shit.
That's what I'm saying. So I was thinking,
just throwing up all the time.
I was thinking like a genius.
Yeah, but then what are you going to feed the guy behind you?
I was thinking someone like a Taylor Swift, but I feel like
that's
Taylor
exactly
Swift.
Exactly who I was picking was Taylor Swift because she's just so fair and she eats a lot of greens. I imagine.
Yeah, I was
she's
going.
So
I was going Taylor Swift.
A lot of greens.
But then I started thinking, you know, who doesn't eat anything but celery and water anymore is Emma Stone. That girl looks like a twig and berries.
But you have too many freckles in your mouth.
I'm not. I can't even see them. They're right up against my face. But I guarantee she doesn't eat anything other than celery and water. And I'm fine with that.
You're fine with diarrhea in the mouth all day?
I don't feel like it's diarrhea. I feel like it's like a foam. I feel like it's like a... It's like
scraped off the top of a fucking latte.
It's comfort. Yeah, it's like part of a Jamba Juice. And I'm just like... And then... in the back.
Liquid in, liquid out.
Just a little turnabout is fair play. Somebody that's had great food their whole life and has been an asshole about it and now gets to punish Gordon Ramsay.
Boom.
Oh. Put Gordon Ramsay on the back end.
Think of
let
all
him...
the shit he'd be trying to talk about what you're feeding.
Oh,
but he can't talk.
You can blame Emma Stone, buddy.
That bitch ain't nothing but celery.
Don't shoot the middleman.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
Oh,
the shitsinger.
Yeah, see, I have a... See, my strategy is who could maybe give me a cooked meal?
What?
Like
real hot, warm shit?
Yeah, I mean, you don't know that it does. I mean, maybe. Maybe it doesn't. I'm not sure because I've never had it.
Please say Paula Deen.
No, I'm thinking...
Paula Deen up front, just giving you those thick...
So it's way too racist for me. Way too racist.
Always with the butter.
It comes out white. That shit tastes like hate.
Tastes like butter and white people.
No, I feel like the Khaleesi might be able to somehow stir up
Khaleesi. Some... So are we talking the actress or the character?
The character.
Oh.
And the actress. I mean,
I bet Amelia Clark's poop tastes like flowers.
Yeah, but I feel like
easily
Khaleesi takes some hard shits.
She could.
Khaleesi,
but,
yes.
But it's a cooked meal.
Okay, because it's
because
she's spit fire.
Yeah.
What if she burns your mouth?
Well, you know, I'm so to her asshole.
That's why I didn't go Ariana Grande.
Because she's shits fire? Because
I figured
too much Mexican food?
Yeah, she's needs spicy.
Okay, so you got
okay,
Khaleesi
so
up
yeah,
front.
So I got Khaleesi up front, and then my
the
strategy
in the back.
No, I have a notoriously small butthole. First and foremost,
who told you this?
Where is people on the street can't stop
it's
talking?
Like
who's tiny dick?
It's a well-known thing. I have stated this a couple times. It's a small butthole. But sometimes big poops.
Sometimes you go around talking about your butthole.
Come on, get your butthole out. Let's
no, let's compare buttholes.
It's a dirty size. Travis, you know you got a big butthole.
No, mine is.
You just called out your butthole.
I don't know how to answer that.
You got a big butthole, bro.
No, I have honestly never seen my butthole. I would not know.
And it's been a few years since I've seen my dick.
I need to take a break.
Dude, you got a big butthole.
you got a big butthole and mine is super tight. You know, know that. You know that. That's just accepted knowledge. Don't be weird about it. You know your butthole.
He started to defend it. And he's like, oh, yeah. Up. And then he just shook his head. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Well, it's pretty tight. I've never had to defend my own butthole before.
Oh my God. On a side note, is anybody surprised at sometimes how big the shits that come out of their butthole?
Oh yeah, so I could totally put a dick
like girthy or
well, are you talking how no, but I don't have a notoriously small butthole. So
that's why I'm so impressed all the time.
So no, that's my question. Do you know this because yours comes out like a spaghetti noodle?
Sometimes my little dog's poops are bigger than mine.
Whoa.
Yeah, little tiny turds.
You need more fiber in your diet, bro. Yeah, yeah.
They sink.
You need
stretch out that butthole, bro.
I think you have a tapeworm. Sean's sitting out. Fucking spaghetti string.
Yeah. My butthole must be so tight.
That's a tapeworm. It's like a silly string, like if you wanted to.
Anyways, to accommodate big shits.
I feel like I need a big mouth. Who's eating these tiny poops?
Here we go.
I think it's got to be Steven Tyler.
Oh.
That's a big mouth right on your butthole.
A big mouth on your tiny anus.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
No, it's a lot of room. I feel like it's comfort. There's a lot of good things that come from Steven
Tyler's
mouth
on your asshole. This feels excessive. I feel like everyone else has like an anus to mouth situation.
Yeah.
And I got my whole mouth on this guy's ass.
Yeah, yeah. Steven Tyler's being underutilized.
I feel like he's been in this situation before, too.
Oh, they have my to God. Sew his lips in a while he's whistling.
Hey, Steven, can you tighten that up a little bit?
Fucking tic-tac.
You got a real tiny butthole you're working with here.
No,
but he's not about him in your mouth.
No, but he knew about it before because he's notorious.
He's like, let me guess, Sean. Yeah, I heard about that.
He's in the anus community. He runs circles. We know.
It's notorious.
I was going Taylor Swift 100% because, like we said, she's fair.
You said she's fair.
I imagine
I've never described Taylor Swift as fair.
She's fair. She's fair-skinned. Like,
she's fair.
Like, I imagine you are what you eat. She's probably got real gentle shit.
Haters are going to hate.
She pays her assistants decently.
Could you imagine Taylor Swift taking a real big hearty shit?
Yes. Yes.
No, you can't.
Actually, I have many a times.
I got this new VR software.
We're back to jerking off again, aren't we? And then in the back, I was thinking the opposite of Travis. Travis wants to go like pleasure up front, but I'd rather pleasure in the back. So I was trying to think of somebody who could.
Steven Tyler because the tongue.
I'm thinking of Gene Simmons.
I don't know why, but for some reason I was on Matt Damon because I feel like he could probably. He looks like he could eat some ass. Like somebody who would kind of see maybe a little bit gay, but not too gay to make me gay.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, like that's why you're thinking.
Matt Damon is really good at things, so he would be good at being sewn to an asshole, I bet.
I have nothing wrong with Matt Damon.
Matt Damon's never let me down, so I think he could really sell being sold to an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like Matt Damon and all.
No, he'd be able to adjust well. You're right.
He was the Martian, yeah.
Yeah, he grew potatoes in the Martian, so he's not a. Yeah,
yeah. I think he's a survivalist. And
he would hopefully take Taylor Swift eats it. Nothing but potatoes.
Yeah, and with Matt's mediocre butthole.
Yeah, I got an average asshole.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, you know,
it's average. I mean, sometimes I take small poops and sometimes I take big poops, just like everybody else.
Right,
I
got you.
Wow,
yeah. They're just small sometimes.
Okay,
sometimes they're big. They're impressive.
So I was thinking, I wanted to go like at first when we first brought it up. I was thinking like. Hot chick in the front, someone I disliked in the back, kind of like everybody else.
Yeah, but switch that. Donald Trump's up front. No, Katy Perry's eating my shit.
And the first person that came to mind for the front was Marissa Tomei.
Ooh, cute. Oh yeah.
But then you guys started talking about Clint.
I gotta look up Marissa Tomei.
Kate Beckinsale,
of course,
that's a good one.
Yeah, but you would have to have her as you know when she dressed up like an Indian in Click. Because for some reason, that's like stuck with me for years.
You go ahead and eat that ass. I'm just taking straight up Kate Beckinsale. No, but now, then you guys, as we were talking, I'm like, you know, maybe someone like that eats a little healthier would be a good idea. So I was like, just any vegan in the front. Just any vegan off the street. And then it's like, you know, I'm going to shit down someone's throat that I hate.
A TV show.
So vegan off the street and the back, too.
Yeah, it's like tofu.
And it's a bonus.
You taste like Gwyneth Paltrow.
bonus if they do CrossFit, you know?
I feel like the vegan in the back's good because you're going to shit something you've already eaten. You're like, hey, you stupid fucking vegan. Here's some meat.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I'll have a big meal before I go in, you know?
You have to.
Of, like, jerky.
So, take that, vegan.
But what vegan are you putting up front?
I don't know many.
Are there any famous vegans?
Oh, yeah. There's all vegans. They're all vegans.
Half of Hollywood.
Okay. Vegan. Okay. I'm sorry.
You Everyone should know got this. Real upset Matt Damon's me. Probably vegan.
You don't know. Stupid.
God, dude. So explain this to me, though, because I obviously haven't seen the movie. What's the point at the end of why did this guy do this to these people?
Well, at the end, the head and the back, like, commit suicide, basically. And you think, like, oh, it's over. But then the middle's like, and starts moving around. And then that's what leads to human
centipede. But what was the motive of the scientist?
To see if he could make a human centipede.
Yeah, sick fuckery.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's Russian. He's got roof and all. And he wants to see your house sewed to another person's mouse.
He's Russian, but he's
Is he Russian or German?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
I have a question. You have the...
So does number two end up eating dead number one?
I think number two...
And then, like, dead number two has to, like, turn around and chew off the
dead number
dead
one.
Ass.
Yeah.
The centipede, because I would watch that.
I didn't stay for the post-credits scene or see the movie, so I'd have to look that up.
Okay. What, it didn't do like an Avenger thing where it foreshadowed the next
Sam
thing?
Sam Jackson comes in. Listen, your universe is about to get a lot bigger.
The HCU?
Yeah.
Human Centipede Universe.
Oh, shit. This has something to do with Ant-Man?
Oh, shit. That has something to do with shit?
Do you think you can make a business out of being a human centipede? I mean, you could sell your fertilizer. Manure. Yeah, fertilizer. You three stomachs just like a cow.
You could dust up high real good.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't think about the benefits of being a human centipede.
They're slim.
You know what? Yeah. On the back, I want a tall guy now.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, now you guys are all talking about. Now I want somebody bulimic up front. Just because
you don't have to take none of that shit.
But then you'd just be hungry all the time.
For That's some fine. Reason, I was thinking someone real big and fat, because then they wouldn't have to eat because they got a lot of fat reserves and they're not going to shit.
But here's the thing.
They don't make them eat.
Yeah, I don't get to eat.
Oh, they make them eat?
Somebody's shit, though. So, yeah, whether it was – if I had a choice between not eating and eating shit, I'm not going to eat.
You don't have a choice.
If you shit, get argument, they shit right into your mouth. What are you going to do
about
it?
That's my point. If they're bulimic – I don't have that issue.
Now you're just getting stomach acid down you.
Nah.
Yeah.
The creator of Human Centipede's like, somebody's talking about my movie.
I'm still relevant.
Oh my god, when did they record this podcast? 2 years ago?
12?
No, years five. Ago.
And now, headlines. This week in headlines, I have a story about a young teenage boy who
is your favorite ones.
Laying eggs in front of baffled doctors.
What?
Laying eggs. The teenage boy named only Akmal and his family claim that the boy have laid 20 eggs in the last 2 years and have an x-ray of one inside of the boy's body. The 14-year-old boy has left doctors baffled.
Chicken-like egg?
Yeah, very chicken-like eggs.
He's just shitting whole eggs out.
So he's shitting out eggs like this.
That's an egg.
That's an egg. And when they crack them, they're not hard-boiled eggs. One was filled with just a yellow fluid, and the other one, another one was filled with just white fluid.
I think that's called yolk.
Yes, but usually yolk doesn't come out of 14-year-old boys.
I beg to differ.
you fucking here's a picture of the boy in pain, and here's a x-ray of an egg inside the boy.
Don't need to see that.
Sean can do that.
No,
that's too small.
Yeah, I'm not.
That was the joke,
dude. I can't fit an unhard-boiled egg up your ass. I don't know how you do that without cracking.
Yeah, you got to go like sideways with it.
Chicken egg. It looked like more like a hen egg, something small.
But it's pretty big.
I mean, a hen is a big fucking egg.
It's bigger than any egg I've passed.
Did they eat it?
Heard that. So they have no idea what's causing this.
No, but the doctors are like, this kid's sticking eggs.
Shoving eggs up his ass. Yeah.
There's no way this kid's laying eggs. This kid is definitely shoving eggs up his ass.
Yeah.
So they have him on quarantine for like the last 2 weeks.
No eggs.
Waiting to see if an egg produces.
What was his plan? Was he like shoving eggs up his ass like, oh, you're going to get it.
I'm going to get house into my little village. I swear to God.
I feel like this is some YouTube challenge.
Yes.
Gone wrong.
Tide pods.
Yeah. Originally, I stuck a Tide pod up there, but it burned real bad. So I started shoving eggs.
She had blue for a week.
Started smoother. Shitting bubbles.
Smoother.
And blowing chunks.
See, I think they should let him sit on them and have the eggs hatch. You know what I mean? Like, what if that's the next step in evolution?
Yes. This kid's hatching bird babies.
He's been on quarantine for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But when do we find out?
Well, anticipation is
hopefully next
killing
week
on Off the Subject.
Next week on Off the Subject. Does this kid really lay eggs?
So, Joe, tell me.
Turns out he was just shoving eggs in his ass. Who would have thought?
So he couldn't swallow a whole egg and it come all the way out.
No, not that far. Also, but again, like an egg.
And it's not cracked.
I don't care how much lube. How do you put
this
an egg up there without cracking?
This kid's got a humongous asshole in general.
This is...
Especially for 14.
No, this is bigger than Travis Sean's unbreakable Mr. Glass combination. He is the antithesis of Sean. Sean has a super tiny asshole, and this kid's ass is so big, he's popping him in like a reverse situation of that weird bird thing from Mario 2. It's like, bloop, bloop, and shoots out eggs. It's the opposite of that. He's like, bloop.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. I feel like I would lay like...
The doctor's like, I'm going to pick up one of these eggs and throw it back at him.
Oh, man.
What's this kid's name?
Akoya?
Akoya! No. Where all the eggs go?
A hospital spokesman said, our suspicion is that the eggs were deliberately shoved into Akmal's rectum.
Really?
By his mom. Like, we're going to get rich!
While blushing real hard.
Bend over...
Akmal. As he sits there going, this is why I got my doctorate. This is why I went to school.
He's 14.
And again, I'm sorry, there's no update.
The doctor.
Yeah, yeah. I got it. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. So,
David?
They don't eat the eggs, though?
I don't think they eat the eggs.
God damn it. It's worthless.
It's good protein.
No. Okay. Tell me, where are we? Headline of this story, Dad 39 and his teen daughter charged with incest after getting caught having sex in their backyard.
Oh. Apache Junction.
Boom.
Close.
Florida.
Florida.
Always Florida.
Only in Florida. Justin Bunn, 39, admitted to having sexual intercourse with his 19-year-old daughter, Taylor.
I feel like they could have had a lot more fun with his first name, with a last name Bunn.
Right?
I'm just going to go with Justin.
Yeah.
Justin.
I would have called him Hot
maybe
Dog.
Maybe his middle name's The Bun.
Mommy calls him Honey.
I don't know.
Little slappy, make daddy happy.
Yeah. That was super creepy.
It's from Trolls.
It's creepier.
The pair were arrested earlier this week and charged with felony counts of incest after a witness claimed to spot the two getting intimate together outside of their property in Panama City, Florida.
Oh, my God. Can you call
that
it
makes me very
intimate?
Uncomfortable.
The dad admitted to it. The daughter admitted to it. They're both being set on $5,000.
They're both gross as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Check out his daughter.
We're putting him down, right?
Oh, yeah. So he's a dirty pervert with no taste.
Well, I mean, check out the dad. Like she's not much better.
She's a dirty pervert with no taste.
Dad's much better.
You know what runs in the family? No taste.
Dad.
Got
Dad's
him.
Children.
Got him.
Yeah. So, you know, just another day in Florida.
Just another cautionary tale about the horrors of Florida.
Yeah. Could you imagine being a cop in Florida? Like, some of the shit they have to do? Like, I'm all this
getting too old for this shit.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
14 years from retirement, man.
Thought I'd seen it all. Dad fucking his daughter.
No, I've seen that, like, a lot.
Yeah.
A grandpa father.
You new to the force?
Oh, okay. That's illegal?
It's a thing.
Hold on, I gotta call the kids.
That, like, happens a lot.
Dead Zone on a little trip.
It's hot right now. There's that couple in South Carolina or something like that.
See, it's hot right now?
Well, like,
do you call them a couple? It's so hot right now.
Yeah. A dad and daughter couple, or they're having a baby.
Yes.
You've heard about this?
Yeah. I mean,
was it legal?
Yeah, I get incest Google alerts.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you're on Ancestry.com, too?
Ancestry.com.
For those of you who didn't hear the first time.
Let me just reiterate. Ancestry.com.
I'm making that a thing.
Hold on.
Off the subject.
I'll be back later. I have to go start a business.
How inbred are you?
That's actually not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
Where down the line did your relatives?
Well literally like 5 or 6 years ago, we did a story on this show.
I was wondering where you're going.
About an app in Sweden, because Sweden is so closely related to everybody
in it.
That they would have an app to show you if the person you were dating was part of your family gene line. They missed a huge opportunity with not calling it Ancestry.com.
God damn it. For sure. So one Chinese manufacturer says it is considering making its contraceptives in various size after hearing complaints from the African government official.
Wonder why.
Wait, what?
Yeah, a Chinese condom manufacturer said it's considering making its products in different sizes after Zimbabwe's health minister complained that contraceptives made in China and exported to the African nation were too small for its men.
Of course.
I think he's bluffing. Just like that's exactly, pushing that stereotype.
That's exactly what China said. There's no way. No.
There's no wing.
Oh, got it.
Sorry.
They're like, no, that thing's huge. They can't pass. No.
Honey, is this guy right? No, baby, you're fine.
No, that thing's always big.
You're fine.
It's like a trash bag. I don't know what this thing is even in.
It's almost too big for you.
It's like wearing a bag of t-shirts.
Cutting off circulation. No.
Did you run this condom through the dryer? What is this?
That's impossible. This thing's massive.
You're supposed to wash it in cold water.
It comes in two sizes.
I think America should get on this. Just be like, yeah. These things are too small.
These things are tiny. Problem.
You know what? Yeah.
Come on, China, get your shit together.
Zimbabwe's right. These should be way, way bigger.
Yeah.
Look super bigger.
I hate condoms, though. It's like they're meant for two dicks to be in them, you know?
Says the Chinese ambassador. So, okay. Bring condoms on my next trip to China.
You'll be fine.
My headline this week is a woman accused of poisoning her lookalike with cheesecake.
Cheesecake?
Just to steal her identity. Cheesecake. I know.
Your doppelganger would have an easy target.
I cut you off. What was the end of that?
She poisoned her with cheesecake
to steal her identity.
I heard that part. Yes.
She runs some sort of cheesecake like factory or something?
No, it was
what are you talking about? Cheesecake factory? No, David, that's crazy.
Victoria?
That's crazy. How did she get a cheesecake to poison?
She lives in Brooklyn. There's a lot of places for cheesecake in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And she's Russian.
Oh, she.
These are two Russians.
So I saw the headline and I saw the Russian thing. This happened in Brooklyn?
Yeah, so it happened in
Brooklyn. Two Russian ladies that looked alike ended up in Brooklyn.
What are the chances?
And one of them was like, there's only room in Brooklyn for one Russian chick who looks like me. Luckily, she likes cheese.
No, she wants to steal her identity.
Who fucking doesn't?
Well, she came over. Victoria Nasirova, 42, of Brooklyn. She was bringing over cheesecake as like a nice neighborly gesture. And then she had this, what is it?
Poison.
Yeah. It's some Russian like tranquilizer that she put in the cheesecake.
Oh, wow.
And then
it's called
poisoned her, stole all her shit, dressed her in lingerie, put her in bed, and then made it look like a suicide. And
wait, then this just got hot.
Yeah.
So why she stole all her shit?
So
was she trying to steal her identity?
Yeah. She stole her passport, a bunch of money, some rings, this and that. And then the girl who got poisoned, one of her friends came in, saw her laying in lingerie and a bunch of pills spread around the bed, so she took her to the hospital.
After fingering her.
Who wouldn't?
That's a given.
And then they tested the cheesecake. She's like, I didn't try to kill myself.
The victim. Tested the cheesecake?
So they tested the cheesecake.
Found out it was delicious.
Of course.
Somebody from CSI is like, oh, by the way, grab some of that cheesecake.
We're going to need it.
We're testing.
And that would be the perfect job for me. Travis, come here and test this. Is it cheesecake? Yeah. Oh, good. I love cheesecake.
You know what? This cheesecake's making me feel more tired than normal cheesecake does.
Oh, not maybe I need another bite.
But powers through it. No problem.
Something's in the cheesecake.
Oh, the lady who poisoned with the cheesecake has actually been accused of poisoning someone and killing them in Russia and then fleeing to America 25 years ago.
Wow.
Old habits die hard.
Yeah. You have any idea what she used?
We thought it was a doppelganger. Turns out it was triplets.
Boom.
So if you found somebody that looked exactly like you,
would you
fuck them?
It?
Yeah.
That's not where I was going at all, but thank you for both going.
I would like to see the size of a butthole first.
Hold on. Hey, what's the size of your butthole?
We look seriously similar. Spread those cheeks.
Drop your pants right now.
Would you consider your butthole notorious?
What does the phrase spaghetti shits mean to you?
Nothing. He's like, get the hell out of here.
Living nightmare?
Sean's doppelganger's eyes get huge. Oh
my God.
Please me. But if you found somebody that looked exactly like you and they had even a slightly better life, would you even think twice about killing them and taking their life?
No,
I'd sister it.
Sister.
I get it.
Like Tia and Tamara?
Yeah, dude, I get in on that life.
Prince and the Pauperette?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday.
I like sister better. Yeah. Or the Parent Trap.
Just because you like that kid from B2K so much. Roger? Remember Roger?
Roger!
Got him. Anyways.
I do remember Roger. He had cool hair.
He did.
All right. Drunk man takes $1,600 Uber from West Virginia to New Jersey. Because I know you guys all have been wondering, you know.
How's Travis getting home?
How much does it cost?
How much does it cost to Uber from West Virginia to Jersey? It's like $1,600.
That's a good thing, right?
And one pissed off Uber driver.
$1,600. Yeah.
He's all about it.
Dude, that's got to be like planes, trains, and automobile situation.
Is that including tip?
That is, well, no. Because, well, the thing is that he didn't even expect that he was doing that. He was obviously intoxicated, got into the Uber, thought he was getting a ride back to his dorm at West Virginia University.
Oh, shit.
Falls asleep. 2 hours and 300 miles later, the cab driver wakes up and goes, hey, we're here. He's like, where? We're in Jersey.
After he sobered up.
At your parents' house.
I rifled through your shit and found your address because you passed out in my back seat.
Shouldn't have eaten that cheesecake.
You have to pay him to take him back?
No, actually he said that when he got into the Uber, he coherently told him the address he wanted to go to, which was only in New Jersey. Uber driver didn't think anything of it. He's like, bam, payday.
Yeah.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Jersey?
Go to sleep, little one. $1,600 later.
And what's even worse is the fact that for some whatever reason, it was just him, but he ordered a Uber XL.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he good did. He wanted that he extra wanted leg room so he could out fucking pass back. Out, man. Yeah,
well, he
so.
Took a $1,600 ride on Daddy and Mommy's dime.
Yeah, oh, you got it.
He attempted to challenge the fare with Uber, and they denied him.
Yeah.
No, man.
He took you where you asked to go.
Yeah, you wanted to go to Jersey.
He drove me like to a different state. You asked him to. You're fucking lucky.
That would be insane.
You're lucky he said yes.
Yeah.
We're promoting this guy.
to Uber double
XXL.
Triple X.
Oh my God, dude.
These Ubers are too big for me and my Chinese sensibility.
Don't tase me, bro. Tase me, bro. Don't 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 tase me, bro.
Oh, gets me every time.
You know what gets me every time is this fucking game.
Oh, boy.
It's been a long, long time. You can tell by the look on David's face.
He is not happy.
But we haven't done an episode in a long time. And if we're going to come back, we got to come back with the best.
Got to bring a horde.
You had another kid. Don't taste me rose and hit you that hard.
Think about childbirth, David.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
It really hurt.
It's nothing compared to a taser.
Yeah. Childbirth. Try peeing with a boner.
Pain. Well, as the music insinuated, the game this week is
so somber.
Don't tase me, bro. And because it's Matt's birthday, happy birthday, Matt!
Happy birthday, yeah! Matt!
We're going to let him host this game because that means he only gets tased once.
The host with the most.
Or the least with tases.
The most tases that they're going to give out.
I love it. I mean, I love you guys, but I also love tasing you.
So, Matt, what are we looking at today?
We're going to do a little Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader kind of situation for the Don't Tase Me, Bro. We've got, it's kind of a mashup between Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader and, you know, that one TV show.
Getting Tased.
No, what's the TV show? Catfish. Yeah, what's the TV show?
Catfish.
Real World.
No, with the you got to answer in a question.
Oh, Road Rules.
The best.
Yes. Jeopardy.
Road Rules. Jeopardy. Fuck. So we've got categories here. First, second, third, and fifth grade. Science, social studies, math, and geography are your options through the grades.
Okay.
Each grade is worth a different amount of points. First grade is worth 200 points. Second grade is worth 300 points. Third grade, 400 points. And fifth grade is worth 500 points.
Oh. And we're going to tase people as they drop out of rounds.
As they drop, we're going to go around twice the first time.
Are we just saying fuck fourth grade?
Yeah, wait. Fourth grade didn't have enough of the categories.
You don't learn anything in fourth grade.
True that.
It's basically a start like fresher, girls.
Third. All right.
And
gotcha.
When you drop, you get tased.
How do you get dropped?
Least amount of points at the end of the round, and the round consists of all the way around the table.
How do we? Are you asking us individually, or do we got
to
check?
I feel like you're dragging this out because you're afraid of getting tased.
No, I'm just curious. Like, am I going to chime in? Like, you're going to ask a question? I go, David, I got to ring a bell or something?
No, it's going to be your turn. Okay. You choose.
The guy. Go with the guy. All right.
I've had this shoulder thing on my right side, so if you could tase me on the left side, that'd be great.
I need a pen. Do you have a pen?
I have a pen.
I have a penis.
Sorry, I'm not prepared. You're going to have to edit this.
Leave all my right. Penis joke, though.
I'm not editing any of this.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I don't want to do this.
No. We'll start with you then, Joe.
All right.
Pick a grade and a category.
I'm going to go with third grade social studies.
Third grade social studies.
You dumb bastard.
Oh, shit.
It's going to fuck you.
Political leader and activist Mahatma Gandhi was born in what country?
India.
Oh, softball.
Third grade gets 400 points.
Yes.
Jesus.
Wow. That's a third grade question.
Sean?
Oh, God.
Pass the Dutchie upon the left-hand side, Matt.
I'm going to go third grade math.
Third grade math. You're going to get 8 seconds to answer this question.
Oh, should I have a pen?
No.
Damn it.
You don't get a pen.
I don't need one.
No, you have to do it in your head. It's third grade math.
So if I miss this, do I get minus 400?
No, you just don't get any points.
Okay.
What is 123 plus 124 plus 125? You're out of time.
388.
No, it's 372.
Oh! No points for you.
No points for you.
David.
What about Travis?
Well, I
don't know. I'm going to skip a turn.
No.
Let's go. Shit. Can I do third grade math too?
Of course.
Or everyone's scared of that fifth grade shit.
It's like that extra 100 points is not worth it.
No. I'm just going to get on the board.
David, third grade math. 1 kilogram equals how many grams?
Oh, kilogram. That's 100 grams?
1,000 grams, David.
Oh,
jeez. Knew that one. Travis.
I'm going to go...
I don't buy a lot of blow.
Third grade geography.
Third grade geography.
Feeling fresh.
You ready?
Yep.
Third grade geography. Which state that borders the Atlantic Ocean is the furthest east?
I'm going to say Florida.
No, I know the answer. Maine.
It's definitely Maine.
God.
Joe with the only points. 400 points so far for Joe. Zero for everybody else.
Oh, wow.
Matt, I'm going to go fifth grade science.
Oh, shit. He's going fifth grade science.
I'm a big boy now.
Fifth grade science for Joe. Also called the brain case. What is the name of the top part of the skull which encloses the brain?
Skull. It's not the skull. It's the fluid. Is it the bone piece? It's the magdalum umlauti.
Cranium,
the medulla oblongata. The scientific bone piece. It's cranium.
God damn it. I was overthinking.
Steal for that?
I was overthinking it. I thought that's that. Cranium's that game that your parents make you play that you hate.
Sean.
I'm going to go fifth grade social studies.
Fifth grade social
studies. God damn it. That's the one I was going for.
Well, there's plenty of questions here, okay. David. You got this. Sean.
Yes.
Fifth grade social studies.
Ready.
In what year did World War II end?
1945.
Holy shit, it's 1945.
Boom.
Good job.
Sean, 500 points.
Noise. Noise. Very noise.
And Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
David.
I want to go for points, so I'm teetering between fifth grade geography and fifth grade social studies.
Currently, Sean has 500, Joe has 400.
Let's go fifth grade social studies.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I've been helping my kid out with his social studies homework. He's in fifth grade.
And he does better than I do.
No, he's
fucking stupid.
He's getting a D.
David, fifth grade social studies.
Yellow.
The Battle of Bunker Hill occurred in which U.S. war?
The Battle that's the Civil War.
That was the Revolutionary War.
Oh, God damn, you dumb.
Travis.
Shit.
Bunker.
That's the way you get. All right, so where are the points at right now?
Sean has 500 points in the lead. Joe has 400 points. David is now done with round one with 0 points.
So I'm going to go
first grade math.
I thought you got to go.
Third grade. I'm going to go third grade social studies.
Third grade social studies.
Yeah. Give me that shit.
Travis, third grade social studies. What current city was once known as Constantinople?
Oh, shit.
I know you can sing the song.
Istanbul was once Constantinople, and Istanbul was once Constantinople.
Boom.
You got it. Istanbul. That was third
That's nobody's
grade.
Business but the Turks. So you got Let's be honest.
That's true.
400 points for that one.
Why did Constantinople get the works?
That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Round one is over.
And David's out. No,
David's a big loser.
David's made a lot of hem and haw about being worried about what the taser's effects might be on his old-ass body. So I would like to proposition that if David doesn't want to be tased, he can stick his hand in that giant-ass mouse trap.
No, that's a fucking gopher trap. That's a...
David, if you feel like it would be...
Oh!
Dude,
that
fucking
horn.
I heard a lot more than
that. Oh,
no,
that was
so
he didn't hesitate. Oh, my
shit. Look at that fucking...
Oh, look at
his hand.
Oh,
dude,
that's great. Dude, you could have broken a finger, dude.
Oh,
what were you doing?
Yeah, no, dude, it's...
Not getting taped.
No, it's a rip-off-the-Band-Aid type mentality. I gotta do it, so I'll do it now.
The problem is none of us agreed, so you're still getting tased.
Oh, you bitchy bitch, dude.
He's playing so hard.
I'm not gonna lie, I peed a little too.
Oh my god, that was hardcore.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was intense.
I feel like that hurt a lot. I kept saying earlier that, oh, it did. That's not hurt.
Hey, do you have anything? Does he got a welt or anything?
Yeah,
hand is red.
Yeah. Okay. So David got a stress fracture. No big deal.
He broke his hand.
It's better than a.
But I don't have to play anymore.
No, you don't. No, you're done.
His wedding ring's got a dent in it now, but whatever. There's a
lot of All right.
Oh, my God.
That mousetrap thing, that hurt a lot.
Dude. Yeah, that was insane.
Fucking A. He didn't even hesitate. He just went for it. It was like, he was so cold. Like,
if you thought about it, you wouldn't have done it.
No way.
Hit it.
Dude.
Good man. I guarantee,
his whole fucking
I guarantee his wife before he left was like, have fun out there, but if you put that taser to your body, you're not coming home.
All right, are we ready for round two?
Whoa.
We got three players left. God. Travis with 400 points.
It's intimidating.
Joe with 400 points.
After watching the mousetrap, I'm like, tase me, bro.
Yeah.
Let's start with Travis this round.
Okay.
Are we, points are fresh and new?
No, we got...
oh, so I'm still at 500 in the league.
Yeah, we're hanging out. 500 I like in the it. League, yeah.
You know what? Fifth grade geography.
Fifth grade geography.
Do you have fifth grade geology?
No, no. Damn. Rock stuff.
Okay, well, I'll give no geography rock then. Stuff.
That would rock. Travis, fifth grade geography. The city of Tokyo is located on what Japanese island?
Oh, you fucking idiots.
Bullshit. Is it Japan?
Yeah, but these fifth graders are smart these days, man. I
couldn't answer shit. This. Like, it has an individual name? Like, it's not just Japan? It's not called the island? I'm going to say fucking Nagasaki.
You're really close. You want to try it again? It's Honshu.
Oh. Oh, yeah, obviously. Oh, shit.
Close,
I thought man. I thought when you said Japan, you just gave it to him. Dick?
Yeah, Joe was so sure. He was like, it's Japan, stupid.
Yeah, dude, Tokyo? Idiot. The island's Japan, you fucking idiot.
Honshu. Gotcha.
Joe.
Uh-huh. What do we got left in fifth grade?
Everything.
Everything?
He's got so many questions.
Let's go fifth grade social studies.
Fifth grade social studies. The ancient city of Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Was located in what present-day country?
Greece.
Turkey.
It's Turkey.
I knew right that. Next to Constantinople.
I fucking knew that shit, too, easy, man.
Damn, I bet you wish you didn't get that mousetrap.
That sucks there, huh?
Sean.
I'm going fifth grade math.
Oh, I'm bleeding.
Fifth again.
You're bleeding? Listen.
Dude, I'm totally bleeding.
You hit a vein. You
not
hit
much, blood vessels, dude. You can break a... That thing is huge.
You get a staph infection and die because you didn't get tased, you fucking ass.
Probably.
Yeah, it's at least sterile when you tase.
Cauterize the wound.
All right, fifth grade math. Give it to me, Matt.
Sean, how many kilograms are in a metric ton?
Oh,
I'm going to give you more than 8 seconds on this one.
I feel like anybody at the table knows this. It should be Sean.
Right.
But he looks like he doesn't know it.
Kilograms, metric ton.
Pop that taser off.
So
1,000.
Yeah, just shot.
Holy fucking shit, Sean! It's 1,000.
God damn it!
Wow.
It's actually a little less because
I was converting to pounds and almost said 2,300, but
metric ton.
Yeah, metric ton.
Holy shit!
2,200.
Sean with another 500 points.
Oh no!
Wow, that's gonna be tough to beat.
1,000 sitting on the board.
I don't want to get tased, Travis.
I know.
End of round two, we got a tie at 400 points next to Sean's 1,000 points. Just pointing that out.
Whatever.
I'm going to pick a question. First person to answer it moves on to the next round.
It starts clean again, Sean.
We're going to start clean again.
All right.
You're so fucked, Joe.
Just like
you're fucked. You're fucked. You're getting tased right now, buddy.
Oh, my God. I can see
that. I hope you enjoyed your fucking tasing. I would take off that jacket. It's going to burn right through that nice piece of fucking plastic.
It melts. I've had it happen.
I'm going to go easy for you.
Okay.
Social studies. First grade. What color are the stars on the U.S. flag?
White.
Travis got it.
Boom! God
damn it.
Get that taser out.
Where's that mouse trap?
Dude, David, you seriously want to take the mousetrap? I don't know.
No, it's called Don't Take It.
You got my side titty! You got my side titty, you bitch!
Oh my
Ow!
God.
God damn it.
Oh, that was good. Just catch it next time.
Oh, you have the guard on.
God, I just don't accidentally hit me with it. You're really close to me.
I like it.
That thing lights up the room.
Travis got his phone out. All
right. Hold on. I want to have a heart attack. Be careful. Just be good, nice. I don't want to have a heart attack.
I'm going to give you a couple of little... just to remind you what the taser's all about.
Yep.
You ready?
Go skin.
No.
Go skin. Go skin.
It's real tight.
It hurts last night. No.
Go.
No. Don't get my belly. You got two layers Come on. Just I don't have two layers on. It's belly. One layer.
Layers.
Like, it's one
arm.
Layer.
I'm going for your elbow.
All right, hold on. Relax, okay?
Relax,
all right?
Take that arm out.
Hold on.
Just do his neck.
Let me get it out.
Just do his neck.
Just stop,
Matt,
right?
Make sure
no wonder
he's
in multiple layers.
Oh, absolutely.
The skin.
Oh, all right, there we go.
That's some white skin.
You ready?
Joe has not seen the sun.
Stop making a big deal. Dude. Stop making a big deal. Stop. Get out of here with that shit. God damn it.
Oh, shit.
I was
so bad.
I feel like I was
that fucking taser.
Yeah, you weren't, nice. So feel all the way.
Oh, boy.
David's still flinching.
Yeah. Oh.
And by the way, you fucking got my side titty on that shit. Yes, good. I hope you fucking get yourself 1,000 tons of that.
The shittiest part about it is now the only person left to get tased is. Oh, no. We got another.
Yeah.
All right.
No geography.
I'm fucking pumped.
I'm pumped.
We got the last round. We got Sean. We got Travis. We got 0 points. We're gonna start at nothing. We're gonna go. We're gonna hit you guys twice.
Clean
slate. Okay.
To Blue Rasa.
This time we're gonna start with Sean. Go for it.
I'm going fifth grade social studies, Matt.
Fifth grade social studies.
I'm going big. Sean. Donald Trump is our current president. Perfect.
Sean. Fifth grade social studies.
Yes.
Ramses II was a king in what ancient civilization?
Oh, Ramses. This is a biblical.
Game of Thrones. Oh. Ramsay Bolton.
Ramses, I feel like, was Roman.
Egypt.
Egypt.
Too bad it wasn't your question.
All right, Travis. What do you got?
Damn it.
I'm going to go fifth
Ramses
grade.
Ramses is not even an Egyptian name.
It's not.
Yeah, he was a chef eating at a fucking Joe's asshole just a little bit ago, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go, I'll go fifth grade social studies.
All right, fifth grade social studies, here we go. Which founder of the National Women's Suffrage Association was pictured on the face of a U.S. dollar?
Oh, Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah, oh my God, softball!
Boom! Travis has 500 points.
Wow. Okay, so I got to go 500. Give me fifth grade math.
Fifth grade math. If you get this wrong, you automatically lose. Fifth grade math.
The suspense is killing me.
Sean, fifth grade math.
We know.
Get on with it.
He's got
it. Don't be giving him like some easy shit, dude.
I was going to give him a really hard one. I decided against it. Sean.
Easy.
He's going to give him sixth grade math.
Geometry.
What is a parallelogram?
Yeah.
What is the sum in degrees of the interior angles of a rectangle?
360.
You got it, dude. 360 degrees. We're tied at 500. The question I was going to give him are, how many feet are there in 1 mile plus 1 yard plus 1 foot?
Oh, fuck.
Hold on. It's 5,000.
200.
Is it 321 in a mile?
500.
No, it's like 5,000.
5,300 something. Or it's 5,000 something.
What's in a mile?
All right, so we would have got that wrong.
It's 500. I thought it was 5216.
5,326.
5,284.
There's 3 feet in yard. And there's 3 feet in yard.
David was closest without going over.
All right.
Travis.
I'm going to go first grade social studies.
Oh, I like you, strategic.
I like a strategy.
Just get points on the board.
Tied at 500, going for fifth grade social studies. Or first grade social studies.
First grade. Don't fucking
watch him get it wrong.
Honolulu.
The U.S. federal holiday Memorial Day is celebrated in which month?
Bam!
Fuck.
Oh, damn!
Oh, my God.
I get this day off of work, and I can't decide what
month
it is.
I honestly don't get the day off work. I'm going to say it is...
Is that Veterans Day? Is that Labor Day? What?
I'm going to say... Do you know it?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, because of Memorial Day weekend, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, so
I know this because
I have
an
barbecues.
Embarrassing sex story.
Like David knows all of
us. Right.
I know Arbor Day because of an embarrassing sex story.
Arbor Day, that's in April.
The first day.
I'm going to say June.
Oh, dang!
No, you dumb bastard!
Oh, my God. It's the last Monday in May.
Oh, okay.
So we're tied.
May you be tased.
We're going around again.
All right, I'm going fifth grade social studies, Matt.
Fifth grade social studies.
Are we doing a sudden death quickie?
I don't think so.
No, let's go fifth grade social studies.
I almost said May.
Sudden death quickies. Actually, my embarrassing Memorial Day story.
And a sick name for a band.
Doubly so.
Sean.
Yes.
Fifth grade social studies.
Boom.
Who was the ruling monarch of Great Britain during World War II?
Oh, shit. The ruling monarch?
The ruling monarch. Not just the monarch, the ruling one.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth?
It's King George VI.
Fuck.
Can't believe you didn't know that.
All right. First grade.
Little kids know that shit, man.
No, let's try it. Let's try first grade science.
First grade science.
Fuck.
Mitosis.
Fucking Memorial Day.
Mitosis is how my feet says.
Shit. Travis. The hippopotamus is indigenous to what continent?
Africa.
It's Africa.
The front part of the brain.
It is Africa. Sean, I'll be honest with you. Every other question I have in first grade science was true or false. I was trying to give him something that wasn't true or false.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Thank you.
I got like four answers wrong, but still one.
Woo! All right.
Sean, you ready?
Here it comes. Give it to me like
I'm
a man.
Coming over to you, buddy.
Oh, I'm just taking it. I hate how he pops it off before he gets there. It's so much.
No! Oh. You guys are going to smell a bunch of burnt hair. Right?
Scare me with the mouth.
Oh, shit. I don't even want to look at it. Oh, dude.
See, what I'm doing, you think I'm intimidating you, but I'm just trying to wear down the battery when it's my turn.
I feel like the battery gets stronger as it wears out.
You are so
Am I better not to flex or to
flex?
Flex.
I hope you have a flare-up.
Oh, shit.
Burnt hair.
Okay.
Go.
God damn it. Damn!
That fucking hurts. Oh, it smells like burnt hair.
It really smells like
burnt hair. It smells like an Iranian restaurant.
Oh, God. It's so soothing.
Oh, man.
Hey, fire that
Happy birthday,
Matt. Matt, let me see your nipple.
You're not tasing my nips.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to film this one?
God, I don't know, but
somebody film this one.
I feel guilty.
Trying to get Travis. Got myself cut.
hey,
finger.
Dude, hey, Joe.
As you said, somebody film
go for
this.
It.
No. Somebody film me tasing that.
Okay, hold on,
it's birthday.
I'll get it. It's a birthday taste.
I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack just waiting for this to happen. You're right. The anticipation is so much worse.
All right, here comes the video.
I have the taser. I will fucking taser
and they're
face.
Taping you. What? Did you get it again?
Did you just rat trap yourself again? Look at that
I
fucking
thing. I can't
do
it anymore. Both my thumbs are fucking
small. Show that thing
small.
Over here, please.
Both my thumbs.
Look at the size of that fucking thing. I think David had it worse than any of us.
All right. All right, you guys ready?
That taser hurts, though, man.
Yes,
that's
we're ready.
You, dude.
All right.
That's 110 power. Of this
All right, Matthew.
Yes.
Good job on your questions.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Take it like a man.
Ah! Oh! It fucking hurts. It gets you good.
You forget, but you feel so alive afterwards.
Yeah.
Like,
right there.
I want to do heroin.
All the beer
I want to do heroin right now.
No need for the Uber.
No. Yeah. I'm sober.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, and you know what? Hey, and Joe, you know what else?
One for good luck.
Blow out your candles.
This week, I've learned if you're going to toss salad, make it a vegan's.
This week, I have learned that young Asian boys are now laying eggs.
This week, I've learned you could be way fucking dumber than a fifth grader and still win Don't Tase Me, Bro.
Yeah, this week, I learned that you don't have to realize that Hawaii is below Florida to win Don't Tase Me, Bro.
This week, I've learned that Sean makes a good spaghetti, but rarely adds meatballs.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of Off the Subject. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, share it with your friends. Matt, let them know where they can find us.
You can find us on facebook.com/OTSubject. We are OT Subject on YouTube, OTSubject@gmail.com. Pinterest, we're not on Pinterest. Podomatic, OTSubject.podomatic.com. And you can find us on iTunes. We are Off the Subject.
And we're coming everywhere. Make sure to check us out next week when we are dropping our movie Day and Date on Netflix. I just want the bread and bologna bundles to tuck away. I don't work for free, I am barely giving a fuck away. Tell Big and Johnny and Mommy to get the fuck away. Here's a gun, son, now run, get it the gun away. Live to shoot another day.
What is the only U.S. capital located south of Miami, Florida?
Dayton. No, no, not Dayton. Tampa Bay.
No, you...
Miami, Florida. Are you looking at a map in your head?
I don't know what I'm talking.
All right, so which one's further south?
What is the only this U.S. capital located south of Miami, Florida? The only.
Yeah.
There's one.
There could literally only be one.
South of Miami?
Miami.
Yes.
Oh, El Paso, Texas.
You've already answered.
Holy shit. No, you can keep going. Throw them out. Just start throwing capitals out at this point.
Tallahassee. Man.
Come Honolulu. On, south of Florida.
Honolulu.
It's motherfucking Honolulu. You two
look real dumb. You gotta think outside the main 48.
Wait.
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Honolulu, Hawaii. Dude. It's close to the equator.
On the map, it's always over here.
Yeah, it's like
no. I was thinking
it's by, right by Alaska.
I initially thought San Juan, Puerto right by Rico, Alaska. But I'm like, that's not a state yet.
What are you talking about?
You better not fucking cut that out.
So it was right by Alaska.
So good because people are gonna be like, come on, listening to.